You're listening to SBS News.
It was a long-awaited extradition ruling for members of Australia's Chilean community. They're fighting for justice for seven people, believed to have been kidnapped and killed by Chile's secret police, DINA, in the 1970s. That fight has moved forward after a magistrate ruled the 67-year-old Adriana Rivas is eligible for extradition. Sydney-based lawyer Adriana Navarro says the families of Chilean victims in Australia she's representing have applauded the decision, saying it opens the door for truth and justice.
We just have so many emotions. It was painful to hear about the horrifying conduct of the DINA and of Mrs. Rivas as part of the DINA in that court. We hear about murder, we hear about the burning of fingerprints.
The court heard Ms. Rivas allegedly worked as an agent for Augusto Pinochet and was involved in detaining and torturing members of the Communist Party. The magistrate has ruled he is satisfied she would have reasonably known DINA was a criminal group. Ms. Rivas denies the allegations and says she only worked in an administrative role in the organisation. Her lawyer, Frank Santisi, says there was a lack of detail in the extradition request linking her to the alleged crimes.
It's a little bit disappointing. We were expecting a different result, but the magistrate was entitled to make and reach the opinions he did. He saw it differently to the arguments presented on behalf of Mrs. Rivas.
Ms. Rivas moved to Sydney in 1978, where she worked as a nanny and cleaner. She was detained while visiting relatives in Chile in 2006, but fled the country on bail 4 years later. In 2014, Chile's Supreme Court endorsed an extradition application. She was arrested by Australian police last year and hearings began in June. Ms. Rivas appeared in court via video link from prison, where she's been ordered to remain until her extradition. She now has 15 days to appeal the decision. Elizabeth Riviera from the National Campaign of Truth and Justice in Chile says Ms. Rivas must be tried in a Chilean court.
I think that would make us feel that our job here was done. That would make us feel that the families have been represented by us over here by finally get her on a plane to go from this country.
Ms. Riviera says her group believes there are at least 100 former Pinochet intelligence agents living in Australia. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.